Welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean. Happy one more day to Halloween's.
One more day to Halloween. Oh no, when this comes out, one more day to Halloween.
Yeah.
How exciting.
Yes.
Happy Halloween.
Yes, happy Halloween to everybody.
Happy spooky season.
Yeah, even those could be different than the year than you've probably experienced.
Well, no, I mean, like, when 2020 hit, everybody's like, dude, it's so exciting. Like, 4th of July is on a Saturday. Like, Halloween is on a Saturday. We're going to fucking get lit. It's going to be great. And then none of that happened.
And Sweet Baby Coves.
Yeah, Sweet Baby Coves.
Well, you know, that's just how it is. I don't know what to tell you, man. But that being said, you know, hope you all have a safe and happy Halloween and enjoy the time that you have doing whatever it is you're doing. Mm-hmm. I try to think of the horror movies I've watched fairly recently. I don't know. I don't think I really haven't kept up with that part of the bargain.
Yeah.
But
it's kind of hard to do one a day.
It is hard to do one a day because some days I can go like really hard. I can go like really, like I can go on like a steady run. But then like there's certain days that I'm just like, I'm too, like I've like for instance, like Tuesday, like I worked like all day.
Right.
Like I had a lot going on. So there's no way I was just going to be like, oh, I guess I'm going to watch, you know, a 90-minute horror movie. Like, no, I'm going to sleep.
Right.
You know, or I'm, you know, I'm watching like a YouTube video on something and I'm crashing, but I don't have the bandwidth to watch a full on horror thing. I mean, it's not to say that I can't watch horror movies at any other time. You know, I typically do watch horror movies. That's usually my deal. So, right. But there's a few, I kind of was hoping to maybe watch like some more Argentos. I wanted to watch Deep Red again. That's, one of his famous giallo films. Dawn of the Dead, I feel like watching again. You know, it's a classic movie. I have that on DVD. What's another one that I feel like I should watch? In Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
You know, the first ones, the first and second one of those, that franchise are really good.
Yeah.
Third one's good too. I like the third one. Once you get past that though, you're not really doing so hot.
Right.
But I did watch a Friday the 13th. I watched part 6, which is one of the better ones. Mm-hmm. And, also watched at some point, I think it was, what were we doing this weekend? Did we watch like something?
We were going to watch a bunch of shit, but we didn't actually do any of that.
What did we end up watching?
I don't know, because I wanted to have a horror movie marathon and it just didn't happen.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of a bummer.
Even though we did have a snowy Sunday and fire in the fireplace and all that fun shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And fire in the fireplace, you know, we had a pay-per-view going on.
Yeah.
We were supposed to go to a drag show, but it fucking snowed.
Yeah, it was literally, I think it was 8 degrees or something crazy.
Yeah.
That night, when we were just like, we're not gonna
drive. Oh no, we watched your Dragula.
We did watch the Dragula special that's on Shudder.
Yeah.
Which was exciting. Or at least I watched it. You like wandered away.
Well, I did. Yeah. Because I watched part of it though. Uh-huh. Why don't you explain what Dragula is?
So Dragula is another like drag queen competition show, but it's for more like a different kind of drag, which there's a lot of horror drag out there. Goth drag, punk drag, just kind of gross, nasty, sometimes drag, depending on who's doing it. So it's really a venue for queens like that. And it's had, you know, it's a lot more diverse, I think, the Drag Race too, because they've had like non-binary performers. They've had a drag king actually who won last season, which was exciting. And it's just kind of like campy horror filth grossness run by these two queens called the Boulay brothers, who like I guess do a lot of parties and shit in LA. So they're always like, you know, do a vampire and do a ghost, do this look, do that look.
Yeah.
And then it's just how the queens interpret them. And it's kind of fun. It's a lot different.
Yeah. There's also a lot of, because I know, like, with regards to drag queens, like, there's a lot of stuff that they make on their own.
Least on Dragula, yeah, most of them make everything.
Yeah, and I thought I was very impressed by the carpentry and the craftsmanship.
I mean, they're making, like, latex pieces, like, special effects makeup to go on their, like,
yeah,
their whole bodies and shit like that, like... It's crazy.
And it's stuff, some of the stuff's pretty good, and I wonder if, like, you know, maybe they'll get some play, you know, they can get some jobs doing stuff like that.
Well, I know some of them, one of them, and I can't remember, I think it's Victoria, was talking about how she lives in, like, Orlando.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I do this for a living at the theme parks.
Yeah, yeah.
Down here. Like, we set up haunted houses and I make this, that, and the other thing. And, like, that, she's like, this is my dream. This is what I always wanted to do. And that's what she does.
Yeah.
Which is great. So, yeah, a lot of them do have, like, jobs like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty wild. It's pretty wild. Yeah. And I was actually, from the stuff that I was watching, because I was just doing some other stuff, but for the stuff I did see, I thought it was really impressive.
Yeah.
And there's a few of them that are really, like, I was like, wow, that's awesome. I just enjoy the presentation of it because it's different than, because you watch a lot of Drag Race. So, like, you know, I'll see what you're watching and whatever.
Yeah, but it is a lot different. It was fun, though. So it was nice. It was like, you know, who's going to come back for season 4? So it was like queens who had already, like, been through the competition and stuff. And then they pick somebody to come back based on, like, you know, how much their drag has changed and blah, 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 and how well they did.
Yeah.
And there was some really cool, just, like, really fucked up shit that they were doing. It was fun. I enjoy it. So, yeah, watch that.
And that was also on Shudder.
It was on Shudder.
Which is pretty wild. Not actually, it's not wild. I shouldn't say it's wild. It's just, it's, like, it's different for, like, that's what I like about Shudder, actually, is that they'll put on, like, a bunch of different, like, original things.
Yeah.
That are, like, aren't, like, they just, they like, if they like, I feel like it's, like, if they like it, they put it on there.
Mm-hmm.
If it fits, you know, whatever criteria is or whatever, and it caters to a bunch of different audiences. So they got some really cool documentaries. They got, you know, just different, you know, movies and shows and stuff like that. And, you know, they're varying degrees of quality or whatever, sure. But, you know, there's some good stuff on there, and, you know, and also the movies and stuff too. So I highly recommend Shudder if you don't have it.
Yeah, it's fun.
I think Shudder's pretty dope. That's actually what I was just thinking about, what we watched. We watched the Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, that's right. A new Unsolved Mysteries dropped on Netflix.
Yeah, another
very exciting.
Another 6 episodes.
Yeah.
Of Unsolved Mysteries, the reboot. And, you know, I love Unsolved Mysteries.
It's not as good as the original.
It's not as good as the original because it doesn't have Robert Stack walking out of the smoke,
right?
But walking out of the fog.
No one is walking out of fog in this. There's no announcer with a trench coat who, like, walks out of the fog to, like, tell you stuff. And the other thing I really liked about the old Unsolved Mysteries is it was, like, more than one case an episode. So you would get, like, 3 different things. So it would be, like, you know, wanted, and then it would be, like, lost person, and then it'd be, like, unexplained, you know, yeah. It'd be, like, all 3 of those, and you'd get these stories. This is, like, I realize it's supposed to be an hour. It feels like 90 minutes of just one case.
And then they have, like, a lot of, like, these random reenactments. And
a lot of random reenactments. A lot of, like, family members talking about stuff. And I don't know.
Yeah.
Some of it's good. Some of it's not.
I'll be honest, though. I tune out for, like, the ghost stuff.
I always love the ghost shit.
Yeah.
Give me ghost shit.
I'm more about the...
I don't know if I believe in ghosts, but I really love ghost stories.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I think, too. I'm like, should I believe in ghosts?
I'd love to.
Like, I wish ghosts would just show up right now and be like, hey, there you are. So, but...
I had ghost cat once.
Oh, that's... Was it TC?
Yeah, TC came to visit me after she died.
Ghost cat.
But I'm like, maybe I was just really upset and I dreamed it. I don't know, but I swear to God I felt her.
Hmm.
And saw her and petted her.
I believe it was true.
Yeah, ghost cat.
Ghost cat. I usually tune out for the ghost stuff because it's not really as much my bag, but I do enjoy the...
UFO shit. That's fun too.
I don't care for those.
Oh really? I love all of them.
I like the murders and like the reenactments of the murder, like especially from the old ones. You know, where they're like, I feel like they get the people that were in those that maybe were like witnesses, and then they interview them, and then they have them like reenact the situation of how they saw the murder.
Uh-huh.
And it's
funny.
Silly.
Yeah.
It's just silly. It's always my favorite one. My favorite one was always the one about the guy. Some guy killed his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this couple is driving down the road and they're talking about like,
oh yes, we've seen this one.
Yeah. They're talking about how there's like a guy, they're on driving around. Some guy cuts in front of them and they say, it's like, well, we usually do is we'll be driving and we'll make like phrases out of the license plates and stuff. And then some guy like drove in front of us and he was like speedy. So like they gave some stupid phrase and then he sped up the road and then they drove further up and they saw the guy walking with the bloody sheet, right. You know, the truck, and it's just the lady's like, he's got a bloody sheet, you know. But the reenactments on the old ones are something special, and I kind of want to go back and start revisiting those because they were on Amazon,
yeah,
we really kind of went ham on them. Also, that too, I don't know if we talked. I think we talked about Forensic Files 2 being back. Oh, that's right, we did. We talked about being in hotels and stuff.
Yeah.
So, true crime and like reenactments and shit. You know, that stuff's going down.
Uh huh.
Places like Netflix. Get into it.
Yeah, fun.
Also, I'm hearing, as far as comic book stuff goes, two quick things. Mm. One thing you brought up about Oscar Isaacs.
Yes.
Being,
and I posted I think it was either Hollywood Reporter or Variety. I don't know, some article. I posted it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, I saw that.
That Oscar Isaac apparently has been cast to play Moon Knight.
Moon Knight, I feel like, has been on the slight for like a long time.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's really cool. I just, will that actually happen?
Well, we'll see.
I don't know. But I mean, that's cool. I'm excited to see, you know, a hero that, you know, a lot of people aren't familiar with. And
he's, well, a lot of like hardcore people are familiar with
him. Sure, but that's what I mean. But he's not like, again, it's kind of like when they did Iron Man. It was like hardcore comic book people are super familiar with Iron Man, but like your regular Joe might not really know who.
Yeah, that was a big chance they took. Now, like, right. Iron Man is like super ubiquitous.
Exactly. Now, but like before that movie came out, it was just kind of like hardcore fans, yes. Regular people are like, I don't know who this is.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's that kind of feeling again, which is great.
Yeah. I remember, like, the reaction there was. I can't remember if it was in the theater.
What, or something. Iron Man?
Yeah. Where, like, you see the trailer and, like, you actually see Tony Stark, like, as Iron Man, like, flying.
Hmm.
And I remember the reaction to it was nuts because people were just like, wow, it actually looks really good.
Yeah.
You know, like, it was probably, it definitely exceeded people's expectations.
Sure, yeah.
So that really set a precedent. But Moon Knight, who's basically Batman, but crazier.
Hmm. Well, isn't he also, like, he's the avatar of like the moon god.
Yeah, he's the avatar of the moon god, but he's also a schizophrenic.
Right.
You know, so there's been a lot of stuff that's gone on with, you know, he's like a mercenary. I'm more familiar with the stuff from like the 80s and the 90s.
Right.
If anything, like he's never been like my big dude, but I've tried to get into it. But
I like his costumes. Costumes fucking sweet.
Yeah, I like the way he looks.
Yeah, I do too.
I've always really enjoyed his aesthetic. And, you know, there's been, even especially in the 90s when, like, Stephen Platt drew him.
Yeah.
And, like, he was, like, he did a real, like, Todd McFarlane style. So people fucking lost their shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he looks pretty cool. Although, vaguely racist.
Oh, is he vaguely racist?
There's an issue. This is one thing I think about Moon Knight. I think about it a lot.
I'm just sitting there thinking. I just think about Moon Knight being a racist.
Yeah. No, there's. I forgot who he's talking to, but they're like consider. It's a West Coast Avengers, and they're like considering him, or he's like doing something with them. So because he joined for like a little bit. But they're considering him or whatever. and like Black Goliath's there.
Okay.
And at one point he just kind of goes, hey, why are you letting him? What's the deal with his kind being here or something? Something very like,
what the fuck? Moon Knight.
Yeah. But Moon Knight, it just, it was really unchill. And then somebody, I think maybe even said right around like Moon Knight's like right there. And he's just like, hey, you know, and I think whoever he's talking to is like, the fuck, man, you nuts.
Yeah. The fuck, man.
And it's like, well, you know, it's like, I just remembered it. I have to go back and find it.
Huh,
because it was something very, I think I might have took a picture of it like a long time ago, but it was like,
whoa.
Yeah. I was like, hey, no,
that's not bad. Moon Knight, bad
comic. So yeah, there's that. And, there was also like more stuff coming out about this whole, Snyder Cut thing where they're
Like
they're going to actually like film more scenes.
Well, no, it's like they're just like all of these people are now in the Snyder Cut movie, and it's like Jared Leto's Joker and fucking Deathstroke. And I'm like, how do you have any of that footage?
Well, Deathstroke was at the end of the.
He was at the end of the. But I'm like, dude, you're just making a whole new movie.
That's what I don't get. It's like,
you're just making a whole fucking new. This is not a cut. This is a whole new movie.
It's called. Yeah, it just it doesn't.
And you're just making it because dudes on Reddit think it's cool, and you're just like, yeah, man, I want people on Reddit to think I'm cool, and I'm like, I mean, just make a different movie.
I'm
what the
so
fuck?
Glad that I don't embrace Reddit.
Oh, I can't even tell you how glad.
I think I've actually given up on Twitter for a couple like for the past
smart.
Like, week.
Smart.
Yeah,
I'm like, very angry on Twitter right now.
We should. You need to stop looking at Twitter.
It's hard.
Well, just stop. That's what I did. There's nothing there.
You're right. There is nothing there. That's but I feel like if I'm not paying attention, I'm missing the news.
I don't know. Maybe that's better. Maybe that's more for you. I understand that because I typically just I know everything is terrible.
Right.
So I just assume that anything. That is supposed to be
anything on Twitter is terrible.
Anything on Twitter is terrible. Anything that's supposed to be, you know, I don't know. Like, I just don't worth paying attention to is just going to continue to be horrible. Like, I feel like I can't do that with Instagram either. Cause a lot of people, you know, the election's next week. All I want to say about that is just go out and fucking vote.
Mm-hmm.
Just go out and vote.
And remember, if you're, trying, you have to drop, if you have a mail-in ballot, you need to drop it off in a drop box or at a polling location because you are now officially too late.
Yeah.
It won't get there in time. So go to where you need to go to.
Go to where you go to, drop it off, and you have to drop it off like it's on that day because you can't postmark it.
Yeah. It's going to depend on your state. But yeah. At least here in Colorado, it has to actually arrive on the day of the election by 7 p.m.
Yes.
Cannot be postmarked. It has to actually arrive.
Right.
And that's a rule. So check your state laws, but drop it in Dropbox, hand it to fucking somebody, or vote in person if you have to.
Yeah.
You know, get your shit done and don't be surprised for post-election fuckery. I think we've all seen this is not going to go well.
No, I don't think anything. I don't expect any of it to go well.
It's going to be a goddamn fucking nightmare. But so prepare yourself for that.
Yeah. But yeah. Do your part.
Yeah.
If you can. I would encourage it. So I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Nope.
I just want to get fucking through it. Yeah. That's basically me.
Yep. Me.
I am pounding gabapentin.
Mm-hmm.
I am doing my best to figure it out. So, but on a positive note, mm-hmm. One thing I want to bring up is I've sort of re-embraced the Twitch channel.
Oh, yeah.
And I have my own personal Twitch channel, which you can follow me at twitch.tv/angryheroSean. That is...
What are you doing on the old Twitch?
I am streaming video games.
Mm.
I am...
Do you have to, like, stream yourself at the same time?
You can't. You don't have to if you don't want to. But, I mean, usually it's better when you do, because that way people can see you and... Ugh. Whatever. I mean, you don't have to, though. I mean, you could just stream your voice because that's usually or, you know, because that's. Yeah.
Hmm.
So I'm just confirming Angry Hero Sean. For some reason, I thought I couldn't remember. But, you know, I've had some fun doing it the past couple of days. I might do some tonight, you know, just streaming some Sega Genesis games, some Nintendo games, and you can find me there. And also I did do a just a look at all of my Warlock figures, Warlock and the Infinity Watch figures that I currently have. And you know, I spent, because it's kind of like an extended version of those videos that you were doing of me going through my case.
I was just filming you.
Yeah, I know, but I could, but you would be like, hey, let's move it along. It's like, this one is just like me really taking my time. Oh, yeah,
and then you can just really get into it because it's just a constant stream. Because
I just got constant things to say.
I know.
So, I mean, look, if you're finding it, if you find it, great. And I encourage you, Angry Hero Sean, if you're there, go ahead and add me. You know, send me a message. Or, I don't know, just participate. You know, if you do the same thing on Facebook Live or whatever. I mean, I only have like a handful of people on Facebook that usually pop up when I do those.
Mm.
So... but I kind of just feel like doing it on Twitch now. Yeah, whatever. Cause I'd rather not spend time on, Facebook either. So, but yeah, please check that out. And, maybe I'll have a chance to open up. Cause I do got some stuff coming. So maybe I'll open up some stuff and, talk about it. So you guys can check it out. And maybe the next step is to actually reinvigorate my YouTube channel, which, I, for some reason, I think it's Angry Hero 79. You can find old videos of stuff on there. That's my YouTubes.
Yep.
Well, let's take a quick break and we'll come back with our book for this week.
Hey there, everyone. I'd like to tell you about the YouTube channel I Am Your Target Demographic. If you're a fan of comics, we have plenty that you'll enjoy over there, including a series called Heroes Like Us that explores comic characters of all sorts of different identities. And we even have a series that defines words that are used in nerd culture that you may not know what they mean. So you can check us out by heading to YouTube and searching I Am Your Target Demographic, or look up IAYTD on any social media outlet.
All right, we're back here at Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Detective Comics, number 682, from February 1995. This particular issue, I don't know where we got this from. I feel like this came in some sort of pack, or maybe you bought it.
I must have bought
this. Well, it's a Batman book, so.
It's Batman. I must have bought it.
But this particular issue is embossed. The cover is embossed. It's
very fancy.
And for no reason, really.
Yeah.
It's just like, they're just like, you know what? We'll emboss this.
Yeah, fuck it.
It's just your average issue of Detective Comics.
Yeah. It's a very nice cover.
But the cover is just it's drawing a Batman, and it's mostly, you know, dark, just black and dark, like teal, dark teal. Like, it's interesting. It's an interesting shade.
Yeah.
Of Batman here. And
it's a nice cover.
Yeah. He's standing on top of like a Grim Reaper gargoyle.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just standing there, and he's embossed. He's even got an embossed badge.
He does.
Yeah.
You can feel it and everything.
You can feel his legs and everything. So
feel that batch.
I was going to give this. So actually, this is something. So my boss at work, she's got like a 3-year-old son who likes comic books and stuff. And he's just discovering that stuff. So I was like, hey, maybe I should give him some of our books that we just have farting around.
Yes.
We'll just give those away to him and he can enjoy some comic books. And he has. I've done that. And I was going to give him this comic. But since it's Batman, since there's a lot of bullshittery going on in this book.
Yeah, this like the ones that we really, that you picked for him were more like one-shot, Superboy, Superman.
Some Marvel 2-in-1.
You know, stuff like that we can kind of, it's easy and it would be more age-appropriate for him as he gets a little bit older.
Yeah.
You know, especially the Superboy comics and Superman comics from like the Bronze Age that I used to have.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we got so many of those.
This is hard because it's not a one shot. It's just one comic out of a story. And it's a little bit like he's not going to understand what's going on.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's really appropriate for youngsters. I mean, not because I don't want a youngster to see it.
No, it's not that. It's just, I think that especially when they're younger, you need those like one shots. The story is contained. You know, you don't want to be like, here, this just literally drops you in the middle of a story and doesn't finish it. He doesn't understand how that works yet, you know? So
So this issue of Detective Comics starts off, it's the Doomsday Clock is the story. And we start off with Batman having a botch.
He's having a rough day. He's falling off a building.
He fought against some Colonel Vega and his neural disruptor.
Yeah, disruptor. And it kind of really fucked him.
Fucked him up, messed up his equilibrium. So him and Tim.
Yes, this is Tim Robin.
This is Tim Robin. They're doing their thing where they're trying to flip around, you know, just get back home or whatever.
And he just totally fucking eats it, and he tries to catch himself, misses throwing like his extra line, and he's like, "I'm gonna die," and Tim's like, "No, you're not. I'm gonna save you," and he like lassos Batman's foot, and Tim's like, "No, Batman's like, "No, both of us will follow our death," and Tim's just like, "Nope," and he swings him into a billboard, which I think is very funny.
I do enjoy that.
I appreciate that a lot.
I enjoy Tim just being like, "Fuck this."
Yeah,
because Tim's like, you know, because he's like, and rightfully kind of so, because it's the same shit with like Damien, where like Damien's like, you know, he's a 10-year-old boy, but he's like beating the shit out of grown men.
Yeah, I think Tim's a little older here.
Well, Tim's a little bit older. Like, Tim's always a little bit, yeah, he's like, you know, 14, 15-ish or whatever.
Yeah.
But he's like, "Tim, don't do it. You're too weak," you know, and Tim's like,
"You'll kill us both." Tim's like, "Fuck that noise."
Yeah, fucking Tim. Tim's saving his hide.
Yeah.
Throws him into a billboard for Crocky 2, which looks like...
probably a movie I'd watch.
A movie, yeah, it looks like a crocodile. Crocky's back and the laugh's on us. So that's a movie that was showing in Gotham. Maybe somebody was being shot in the crime alley, was going to see Crocky 2, and they became
that would really suck. What if it was Crocky 2? What horrible movies could Batman's parents have been shot while trying to see?
Oh shit. Well, we'll see. In Beavis, they were going to see Excalibur.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to think of like really really shit like they could have been coming
meatballs.
Out, yeah, they could have been coming out of Waterworld or something.
Oh, you know? actually that would have been fucking hilarious. So I wish
the last fucking movie you watched was goddamn Waterworld.
Yeah, you go and see what if you came out with Batman?
Batman Forever. I like Batman Forever. I know. We've had this conversation before.
Comes out of Ace Ventura.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that would be great if his parents get shot and he becomes like a Ace Ventura-based superhero.
He's talking. He's yelling at criminals using his ass.
Let me ask you a question, Joker. And Joker fucking shoots him in the asshole and kills him.
Actually, that'd be really funny because he'd be more like a Joker than Batman. Maybe the roles would be reversed.
That's true. Actually,
now we got a fucking Elseworlds on our hands.
This is a great Elseworlds concept.
I'm sure they've done like the reverse of that.
Oh, no, they have. I'm talking about just the idea of there being different movies.
Oh, yeah, and then you just change the movie, and then, like, whatever, or you change what he falls into, so instead of, like, falling into a cave of bats or whatever, or instead of a bat coming through the window when he becomes Batman.
What if he falls into a cave of earthworms?
Exactly, and then he's, like, Worm Man! he's trying very hard to slither around the street.
His only weakness is rain.
Yeah.
He just kind of, because he just has to lay on a sidewalk.
And then when he's not wet anymore, he just dries out and dies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, so after hitting the billboard, Tim like almost pulls his arm out. Somehow doesn't pull his arm out of his socket.
Yeah. And I appreciate the realism here because he should have.
Yeah, he definitely should have.
But he's like, "Nope, I'm lucky he didn't do it. Slammed you into a billboard. You need to go the fuck home," basically.
Tim's like, "Look, maybe you should like chill out." And for once, Batman's like, "Yeah, I should go back and like revisit my private life."
Yeah, you know? He's like, "You're right. I actually should take a break," which is odd.
It is odd, but I do enjoy this next part where he's like, "I'm gonna go take a stairwell."
That's right. He's like, "Where are you going?" He's like, "I'm down the stairs. Unless you want to like." Do it again or whatever.
Like whatever building you're in, And if you're just like, oh, I'm going to take the stairs this time, and you're walking and you see fucking Batman taking the stairs.
Just fucking walking down the stairs. Been like,
and you have to like walk past him. You have to excuse me. And
could you imagine if you're like working late, or like you're the janitor or whatever, and like you're just like doing your fucking thing, man, at work. You don't think anybody else is there, and all of a sudden Batman's just coming out of the emergency staircase.
Yeah.
You think do you think he'd give you the nod?
Like, I'll give it a bit of like, how's it going?
Would you be like, hey? And hey, man. Do you think he'd give you the nod back, or you think
there's no nod.
There's no nod.
He's giving you the shine. Yeah, you're just walking.
The shine.
That's what it is. Apparently, I've heard that used before. Where if you just no sell somebody saying hi to you, it's because you give that kid the shine.
Oh, I didn't know it had a term.
I once got made fun of because I gave a shine to some kids, some little kids or something.
I would have no idea. That's
very on brand for me.
I was going to say you kind of did that to the Starbucks guy today.
Wait, which guy?
The Starbucks barista. We were like, okay, so we had to take, totally random story. We had to take all three cats to the vet today. So they were all in the car, got them to the vet, whatever. Then we're taking them home. They're all in their own little carriers. It's fine. And then, we stopped at the Starbucks drive-thru because it was like, we had to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning or whatever. So we stopped at the Starbucks drive-thru to get some coffee, and we roll up and Sean's driving, and the guy's like, hey, how are you guys today? And Sean doesn't even look at him. He just gives him the thumbs up.
Oh, that we're acknowledged.
I know. You didn't even look at that guy. You're just like, thumbs up. Mask on.
I know. Well, these are different times.
Yeah, it's true.
And you get the COVID thumb.
You know, you get very angry. Well, and I don't blame you because I do too. When, especially like, there's a place called Dutch Brothers around here.
Yeah.
Where every time you, and their coffee's not bad, whatever.
Yeah. Great iced coffee.
Yeah, great iced coffee. Whenever you go through the drive-through, like the very, very bubbly teenagers, like make serious conversation with you, and you're like, "Could you just not? I don't want to talk about what I'm going to do today. There is a pandemic. I'm going to do nothing."
Yeah.
And they're just like bubbly and like trying to, because they're supposed to be. And it's just,
I feel like that's a thing. I feel like that's a thing where like the person
terrible.
That runs this thing is probably like, you have to engage with every customer.
Yeah,
and
I'm
we
sure
will know
they
if
do.
You don't, because I'm going
it.
To watch the videos.
I get it.
Mr.
And,
Dutch.
And I
is
try
going to watch
to
the videos.
Make conversation, but you know how I hate making small talk.
Oh, I can't do it. Cause I'm just like, cause either I don't want to do it or I'm going to overshare and you're going to fucking regret it. That's what's good. Then you got two options, and usually I'm going with the former.
Oh,
but
boy.
You wait one day, Dutch Brothers. You wait. Those
it's gonna happen.
Those bubbly teenage girls are gonna get an earful.
Well, there's bubbly teenage boys too. They're all fucking bubbly.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
they're like jaw.
Usually it's girls working the window.
Yeah, sometimes it's guys though. I've had boys.
Yeah,
I swear to God, nobody over the age of 19 works there.
No, you can't get a job unless you're like. You have to be like a fucking millennial, like uber millennial.
I think Gen Z. Those are Gen Zs, man. They're not even millennials.
Oh, we're already past millennials.
Yeah, millennials are older now.
Gens. All right.
Gen Zs.
Anyways, enjoy this social commentary from us. So anyways, we jumped to this woman. I forgot who this woman's name is. Romania?
Oh, I don't know. She's like bald and she's got a star tattooed on her
Romana
head.
Verinsky.
She believes in the Soviet Union.
Yes.
She believes in Russia. She is a shitty version of Carrie Russell's character from The Americans.
Yeah, imagine she looks like Moondragon, but with a big red star on her head.
Yeah.
And she's... she's also got these weird, like, Lobot hairdo. Did you see these little stripes on the back of her head?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with her.
But she's pissed off at these dudes that are here.
Oh, and who is she hanging out with? Who's that guy?
KG Beast.
That's it, KG Beast.
Yeah, KG Beast is here. And she's just laying into these dudes. Basically, she's not really saying much of anything. She's just saying, like, about how in America, it's like, you know, like, racketeering and all that shit is just a part of the deal. And, you know, she's looking for a nuclear weapon, by the way.
She's basically doing the in Russia you know, this do you or whatever.
In Russia, bit. crime runs you.
Yeah, she's like, oh, money laundering and da-da-da-da-da. They're illegal in Russia. And in America, they're just part of the game. And I'm like, they're also part of the game in Russia.
Yeah, I think Russia.
So, like,
she's going down to Russia, too. She's going down everywhere.
I was
going
to say, yeah, as long as those people have money, honey, I think that shit's legal.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, if I don't know what you're talking about. So she's beating up on this guy, and...
What's with this baseball, by the way?
This is what I don't understand.
I didn't understand what happened with
this. She's beating up on this guy, and lodges a baseball's on top of, like, one of these boxes, and
they're in, like, a shipping yard.
Yeah, they're in, like a warehouse or something. And she... And so this baseball falls... Oh, I skipped this page.
Oh.
Because I was wondering, I was like, there was a page where he... catches this baseball. So KG, as they're doing KG Beast. Oh no, I did read this. KG Beast catches this baseball, but then later he's like, yeah, this baseball is also the nuclear bomb.
Oh, that's right. And yeah, sure. It's also a bomb. And I don't know why it was just sitting on top of a freaking container. Whatever. It doesn't matter. So she's like having a fit, and is this where she's like, we have to go like, shake down Wayne Enterprises because they're our partners or something.
Well, this is pretty...
This is weird.
Pretty fucking random. So we got Bruce and Lucius Fox.
Yeah, so they're like, okay, we're going to go do a thing. And then we cut to Bruce and Lucius. Side note, before we get to that, can we talk about that advertisement?
Oh, for the Superboy comic?
Yeah, so I know who most of those... Who is this chick?
This girl here?
Yeah.
I think that's Knockout.
And who is the guy behind her?
Gunshoulder.
Gunshoulder.
I'm just making that up.
Oh, I was like, who the fuck is Gunshoulder?
But this ain't King Shark. This is like Mako or something.
Oh, because I was like, okay, we've got King Shark. I see we've got Captain Boomerang. We got Deadshot. And then I don't know who these other two people are.
Yeah, this girl's Knockout because she's like a player in his book. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's apparently 5 villains, a kid with an attitude, and a suicide mission. Watery Grave this month in Superboy.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway, so then we cut to like Bruce just decides to go see how Lucius is doing in his office. And he's just like, hey, Lucius, I just wanted to see how you're doing running my company. I'm assuming Bruce has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Does Lucius know Bruce's Batman?
At this point, it doesn't seem like he does. I think, depending on the book, yeah, sometimes he does, but he doesn't at this point.
I mean, clearly in the movies, he does.
Yeah, but I think he does in the book, too, but in this book, he doesn't.
Okay.
You can kind of tell he has no idea.
Yeah, I feel like there's we're talking two separate things, because he doesn't even really bring it up. He's not like, I seek vengeance at night. And he's like,
oh, I'm here to see what you made me or whatever. Like, yeah. He's just like, hey, I'm just here to see how it's going. You know, stock prices are up, blah, blah, blah. And Lucius is just like, oh, I didn't know you paid that much attention to your company. And he's like, oh, I watched it on Good Morning Gotham or something.
Good Morning Gotham.
Sounds good.
When's Bruce Wayne going to be a guest on Good Morning Gotham?
Oh, I'm assuming he's a guest all the time. And he probably gets stuck with the segments where he has to, like, you know, make a turkey for Thanksgiving or something.
I just pictured Bruce Wayne with an apron on.
100%. And, you know, he's just playing really dumb. He's just like, oh, I can open the can of cranberry sauce.
Oh, so where does this kid... So, what's this, a spoon?
Yeah, he's like, I don't do any cooking.
Bruce Wayne, you sure don't know way around the kitchen, but you know your way around the dollar.
Right? And he's just like being really terrible. I would actually love to see that. Bruce Wayne trying to make a turkey on Good Morning Gotham.
Oh, maybe that's what's good with, what's his face? Zack Snyder's going to be shooting with Ben Affleck because he's getting Ben Affleck back apparently to shoot some scenes. So he's going to shoot that Good Morning Gotham scene. It's just going to be randomly inserted in the middle of the dark side fucking or whatever.
Oh, yeah. The dark side fucking?
Or whatever. I don't know. It's like dark side just shooting some beams and all of a sudden it's
Batman's
like...
Batman's so angry, he's just fucking...
Batman's so angry, he just walks just away and just...
fucking dark side's corpse.
And then he goes on Good Morning Gotham and he's like, all right, time to make some crepes. He's just making little bat crepes. Everybody's like, man, this is great, you know. I know after you fuck that god's corpse. Man, Snyder Cut can't get here soon enough.
And then like in the middle, somebody like, oh, you know what? He's making a pie. Okay. So here's what it is. He's making a pie right? Like, he's going to make a pumpkin pie or an apple pie on Good Morning Gotham. And he's got to do what they call blind bake a crust. So they have these little balls that so you can put your crust in the pan, right?
Yeah.
You put it in the pan, plate, you put parchment paper on top of it. And then you put these like weighted ceramic balls in there to keep your crust from bubbling. And then you bake the crust so you can put like your cheesecake filling or whatever in later. Uh-huh. But those little balls, they kind of look like giant pearls. So I'm just picturing like one of them falling.
Yes.
Yes. While he's like baking this pie and he just has like a complete and utter PTSD breakdown.
But just as that's happening, the host is like, "So your mother used to make pies. What was your mother's name? Martha?" He's like, "What is her name?"
And then he just starts beating the fuck out of the host.
Yeah,
on live TV.
The crust is ruined.
Martha, there's just all these little bouncing ceramic balls going everywhere. Oh, it's good.
This sounds like a Ruckus sketch, by the way.
Well, I did used to write for them. That is.
Yeah, as I say, this would be a Jen sketch special.
It would.
Where it was like Batman, Good Morning Gotham. Actually, that would be a great like show just to run.
You know, 100%, I would have.
I enjoy this a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Anyways, so this. What do we want to call her? Cagey bitch.
Cagey bitch. She's just. I don't know.
I want to call her Moondragon.
Yeah, what is her actual name? I don't actually know.
Something Romania. We'll call her Romania. Romaine Lettuce.
Sure.
So Romania pops. So Romania just randomly runs into the. It's just. We go from them being in a warehouse to Bruce and Lucius talking.
To them, her like running into Lucius's office, and then her being like, "Hey, by the way, we're partners or something.
You need to give me 20%.
But I'm like, "Are you actually partners?"
No, like, they're not. Because Lucius is like, "No, what the like, what?"
But that's what I didn't understand. She was like, "Oh, we're here. You know, you need to give us money for this. You know, give us profits. And if you don't," he's like, "Well, you're not getting any money."
Yeah.
But first, like, who's that goon standing next to you? Is he like another? Like shitty Wayne Enterprises, mobster.
We get a close up of Bruce's fist shaking.
Yeah, and you know what's
kind of like, it's like that Arthur meme.
It really is, but it's also like his fist is turned the wrong way.
That's what I was trying to.
I was trying to figure out here. Exact same thing because they're looking at his left fist because you can see his pant leg.
Yeah,
but his thumb is facing backwards.
No, he's like this. He's like. Like, for some reason, his like fist this. Is out. Yeah, his
he's
fist
like
is
this, but it's like beside his leg, and his thumb is pointing back. And I'm like, why is he holding his hand that way?
Is he trying to catch a ride?
He is trying to catch. He's trying to hitchhike. He's
trying to hitchhike his way out to Good Morning Gotham.
Yeah, and so he's like, "Who's this goon you have with you or whatever?" And Lucius is like, "Oh, that's nobody. He's just my personal secretary. You don't worry about him." And she's like, "You look like a familiar, like a movie star, you know." And he's like, "Nope, just a nobody. Don't mind me. Happy, happy, joy, joy." But they also have this like weird angle drawing of his face from like.
Oh, from going upward?
The bottom up, and he looks very lumpy.
He does look very lumpy here.
Yeah,
he's got a lot of forehead lines.
Yeah, he's got a lot of lumps. He looks like he's got the mumps, actually.
Lump Wayne.
So she's like, "Well, I'll show you what we can do if you don't want to give us like.
Money.
So KG Beast blows up the Gotham, the Wayne chemical plant that I guess is like out on the outskirts of town or something.
He blows up one of those balls.
Yeah.
One of those chemical ball structures or whatever. And
she's like, well, does she even say like, you know, give us money or something else will happen?
She says, my partnership is now 30% and we'll talk again. And then so she leaves.
She didn't even like give a deadline. She's like, all right, bye.
Yeah. And so Bruce is like, Lucius, get your family out of here.
Take my private jet. Whatever.
My bank account will survive.
Yeah. Because first he gets like all angry and you see like his face getting all dark. And like, he's like, Lucius, you need to go do this, that, and the other thing. And Lucius is like, what? And he's like, oh, don't worry about it. It's fine. My bank account will be fine. Happy man.
He goes from having like mascara around his eyes here, like just being really angry. And then all of a sudden he's like, ha ha, joke.
So Tim is hanging out with a friend.
So Tim's, this is something in like the Robin book that I have no idea about, but it's this girl named Ari that he's hanging out with, and like he's with her at her mom's making dinner, and he just is, I think he helped, like, because there's like wherever they live in Gotham, there's like people shaking people down.
Yeah.
And so Tim must have, Robin must have lended a hand at some point.
So he's just like hanging out with this girl, and he sees the explosion go off, and he's like, oh, I better get home because I don't want anybody to shake me down or something.
Yeah.
See you later. But he goes to like run towards the chemical plant to see what's going on.
And then we get Gordon. And Renee Montoya
making an appearance,
hanging out in a helicopter. And Gordon's just like, man, there's too many new people on this force, looking out at a fiery through a fiery window.
Right. I'm like, why do you care about that right now?
Yeah. He's like, man, you know, there's this big catastrophe, but man, too many new faces. I can't remember all their names. This sucks.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
So we catch up with this other cop and Bullock.
Yeah.
And Bullock is, it's like some new guy that's on the, like the detectives or whatever.
Yeah, or you mean Gotham Central or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's like, you know, Bullock's like, you know, this guy's like, man, it's like a lot of toxic chemicals here. And like Bullock's like, fuck that. Let's go fucking crack some skulls.
Yeah.
And so as that's happening, KG Beast is at the chemical plant. He's just blowing a bunch of stuff up. I do enjoy him blowing something up. He does this twice. He has a little like victory, like ha ha,
yeah.
And then he does it, but he does it earlier too, when he blows up this. He blows up this thing. He's just like ha ha.
Doesn't he use like a rocket launcher to blow up that thing?
Yeah, he's got like a bazooka.
Yeah,
he blows up, and then he's got like his like a gun hand.
Yeah,
in this next one, and Tim's there, and Tim's like, ah, shit, you know, this is probably out of my league.
Yeah,
I probably shouldn't do anything. But then Romaine Lettuce goes to Lucius Fox's house to find him, and Batman's there. And I think that's all we see of Batman here, I think.
Yeah, he's hiding behind the curtains.
Yeah.
And I guess he's just been standing there waiting for them to show up.
Even though she could probably clearly see him if she walks through the front door, she's like, what's that guy doing there?
Yeah, because she's like, oh, he must have left or whatever. And Batman's just like, you are going to regret, blah, blah, blah. And he like comes out from behind the curtains. I'm like, how long were you standing there, bro?
Yeah, right.
Like, I'm assuming he was just staying there for hours, just looking angry behind a curtain.
Yeah, she probably went and got lunch and shit. And
he's she's got shit to do.
Well, because it makes sense, because she went and saw Lucius Fox, and then she's got to kill some time.
Yeah.
She's not just going to go right to his house and be like, hey, I just talked to you, but now, you know, you need to, like, give me, you know, money.
Yeah, money.
So Tim's there. We're back at the plant. Tim's there, and he's watching Harvey and this cop try to bust KG Beast. KG Beast is like, dying you must be, little fat man. And then the next scene is my favorite thing. One of the favorite things I've seen, where KG Beast picks up an entire drum and throws it into Bullock's face.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
And Bullock is fucked up. Like, I mean, he should be dead.
Yeah,
100%. I don't think he dies here, obviously.
Yeah.
But he should be dead, because next time you see him here, he's got like a big pool of blood around his head.
Yeah.
Because a fucking giant canister was thrown into his head.
Yeah.
Robin's just there. He doesn't do anything.
No.
But like, then that's where.
And doesn't it say like, you know, continues in Robin number whatever.
Yeah, because it's whatever this issue, whatever happens here is happening here, continues in Robin 14 or whatever.
And I guess we just hang out with Batman for his weird curtain creeping.
Curtain creeps, yes. Yeah. But this ends with KG Beast holding up what I thought was the baseball, but he's like, was looking like a child's toy, but as being nuclear explosive, Beast will have his revenge on Gotham. So he's holding apparently whatever. I don't know if it's the ball or if it's the actual
weapon. I'm assuming it's
weapon.
The ball weapon thing.
And so he's like, but it also looks like here, the way he's got his gun handled and his left arm, looks like he's holding an accordion.
It does. I saw that earlier where he was like, because it's like on the end of his hand or something. And he was like, when he went to throw the the drum at Bullock. It's just like this big bulky square thing.
Yeah, it looks like a toaster.
It really does. And I'm like, how is that workable?
But he's also got like this pack, like this. I'm assuming it's like a power source on his shoulder.
Yeah,
and he's got that, and the gun is like up against it, so it looks like he has an accordion. So he's playing an accordion in one hand, but then he's also holding a nuclear weapon in the other.
Yeah,
and that's how it ends. Mm-hmm. That's it for Detective Comics number 682 from February 1995. Would you want to read the next issue of this?
Meh.
Are you interested in what's going on with because if you want to find out what's going on with the chemical plant, you have to read Robin.
No interest in reading Robin.
But in the next issue of Detective Comics, the Penguin shows up for some reason. So Batman goes from creeping behind a curtain
to hanging out with the Penguin. Oh, okay.
So
I'm not going to seek it out.
No. This was just, you know. I think you probably picked this up because of the cover.
I probably did.
It is kind of a clean story.
Yeah.
Like, it does have a lot of stuff happening where I'm able to read it. Because there was some other stuff I was reading to pick for the show.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I just don't like the way this flows.
Right.
Because, I mean, it's also like, we have to be able to talk about it.
Yeah.
So, the trouble with the show is, like, trying to find the right...
Trying to find something you can actually talk about.
Yeah, and that there's jokes or things that are ridiculous. Batman usually supplies that.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, totally separate. Speaking of ridiculous, I did not talk about this, but I'm going to bring it up. So when we went to Mile High, last week or whatever, there is only one thing I really want to buy there, and it is this trade paperback. Called I think True Romance, and it is a lot of DC Comics romance comics collected in a trade,
which you never see,
but it is out of print, and there is one copy at Mile High, and they are selling it for like $560 or something. Which I would never ever pay. I just want to put that, because I only want to read the fucking thing. I don't want to collect it. I'm not spending $500. Even if I was a millionaire, I would not buy
you
this.
You know, you'll be able to resell it for that much.
I would never tell. I'd be like, what? Even if I had unlimited money, I'd be like, this is a waste of money. Why would I buy this?
Yeah.
So anyway, so I will never buy it, even though I look at it every time I go there and I go, nope, not going to happen. So I was telling this, you know, to Sean.
Although one day you're gonna be like, next time, baby.
Nope. No next time, baby. So I was telling this to Sean and I was like, yeah, this is, you know, the thing I want, but whatever. And he looked it up on eBay.
Yep.
And he found somebody selling this exact copy or, you know, this book for
30 some odd dollars. Yeah, 30, 35 bucks.
So he put in a bid and he got it.
Actually, I don't know if I even really bid. Like, it was one of those things on eBay where, like, I'll usually, because, like, there's no point in bidding if nobody else is bidding. And yeah. It's just, there's no point in trying to win something. Because I typically don't do the bidding.
Yeah.
If I have to, I will.
Sure.
But I typically...
If you can buy it outright, you will.
But if you can just buy it now, I just buy it now. Because there's no point in me trying to snipe. I usually get sniped, or in a recent thing, I bought a Werewolf by Night figure for my Midnight Suns collection.
Yeah.
And I sniped it the last second. I was successful in doing it. Uh-huh. But I try to do it for this one. Just because I was like, okay, I'll wait till the last minute to do it. And I botched it. But then I contacted the seller and I was like, hey, man, I botched selling. I botched trying to put a bid in. But I'll just buy this from you.
Oh, wait, because the auction ran out of time?
Yeah, because it was like right at the end of the auction. And the guy was like, yeah, I'll just put it up. And, you know, and I offered him a price. And he's like, yeah, I'll just put it up for this. And you can just buy it. Yeah. That's what it did. And he shipped it really quickly, too.
He did. Like, it came, like, right away.
So, yeah. And have you read it yet?
I have read a couple. I've read, like, two or three stories. Oh, good.
So, is it enjoyable?
There are some fun, enjoyable moments in it. I like it so far. I'm happy about it, and I'm happy that it didn't cost $500 and whatever fucking dollars.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way. I mean, I wasn't probably going to go over 50 for it, if at all.
Yeah, no.
I mean, 30 is. I mean, it's an out of print trade, so I get why it might cost more money than just a regular trade.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, but I mean, because like, you know, if you're buying like Marvel Masterworks or any of those things, like, you know, you're shelling out like 50,
yeah,
60 bucks for those things.
Yeah, no, I totally get why it would cost. I just don't think it should cost 500 and whatever dollars.
Yeah.
That Mile High is selling. They're never going to sell that.
Maybe the intention is not to sell it. Maybe it's just to be like, for people walking in and be like, why is that so expensive? Oh, I'm not going to buy it.
Right. No one's ever going to buy that.
It's possible. I don't know. I mean, they got plenty of other things you could buy there. You know,
that is true.
You could buy 500 comics with that money that you would normally spend on this thing.
You could buy so many comics.
Yeah. You could buy action figures. You can buy, you could buy like one of those giant statues, but I don't think those are for sale either.
No, I don't think so.
They have statues for sale, but not like the big, like, Sentinel or whatever the fuck.
Yeah,
it is.
There's, I think there's a guy who makes those for him.
Yeah. Well, it's great to add to the warehouse because you got plenty of places to put it.
Yeah.
So I dig that.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. Follow us on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And please rate, review the podcast on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you get this show. If you're listening to it on a device that, you know, maybe you don't think we... Or if there's a device that you want to listen to it on that we're not on, you know, you can also reach out
except
to us.
Except Amazon Podcasts, fuck that.
Yeah, we're not doing Amazon Podcasts.
Sorry.
You are SOL if that's the case. But we have plenty of other places. We're on Spotify. We're on Stitcher. We're on Podhound.
Podhound? What the fuck is a Podhound?
It's a service where you can listen to podcasts.
All right.
And we're on plenty of other podcast platforms. I believe we're like on Overcast, which is a pretty popular one. So, yeah. So check that out and tell your friends about the show. That would be really dope. And twitch.tv/AngryHeroSean. See me playing video games.
Yeah,
and
open
and figs. And come say hi over there. So once again, folks, thanks for listening. Please vote this coming Tuesday.
If you have not already.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye. Happy Halloween.